It's always Onesies O'Clock with Onesies Down Under. From lazy mornings, cozy evenings, to everything in between, their products are the perfect companion to every scene. Each onesie is designed to make you feel secure, cherished, and adorable. Don't nap on these savings and treat yourself to 10% off when you use promo code LISTENER on your next order. Onesies Down Under, bringing you the cutest, most comfortable onesies and apparel since 2015. Hello, 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 and welcome to Newsy's Nook, a podcast where you can sit and relax while I try not to wet my pants. I am your host, Newsy Baby. This week in Newsy's Nook, the future is nowies. This week in Newsy's Nook, it's normal for people to try to find their tribe. For kinksters, finding your tribe can mean going to certain kink events or making a social media profile to find other like-minded kinksters. But with the downfall of Tumblr and the turmoil of Twitter, it's hard to find a social media platform that can host our community. This week, I am joined by Tykeable's owner, Todd, to talk about his latest project, Nowies, a new social media platform for the ABDL community. He talks about why he saw the need to create Nowies, what features it will include, and how he envisions the community using this new platform. Well, thank you, Todd, for coming to Newsy's Nook.
Thank you for having me.
So we're going to talk about your new social media platform project that you're working on called Nowies. Where did you get this idea to come up with a social media platform for ABDLs?
Well, it's actually not my first time. So I used to own RE Padded many years ago. And then after that, I actually did another one shortly after we started Tykeables as well, called iCrinkle. And that did not work for various reasons as well. The main catalyst for the whole thing is that so many of the sites like Facebook, Instagram, Tumblr, all of these companies have started having more of that purge of trying to get rid of anything that they deem different or sexual or things like that. And so they're pushing off a lot of different things. ABDLs happen to be one of them. We've all seen the different things, like on Instagram, where they basically just delete accounts because they don't want them there. I mean, let's be completely blunt about it. They don't want us there because they're afraid that will tarnish their good name. Okay, so, well, that we need some place to go. And I think what it's come down to is that, about 15 years ago, we'll say, everybody started leaving a lot of the ABDL specific sites and going towards Twitter and Instagram and things like that. As they came up, other new ones came up, people wanted to go to those type of platforms because they wanted more advanced features and things like that that just weren't available on some of the smaller sites. They needed to have the resources of a Facebook and Google and so forth. I think we've come to a point where we can offer those features and we can offer a very compelling resource that you actually can't even get on Facebook. We do have some very unique specific security features and things that we've done with Nowies that kind of counter that narrative of the idea that you can't have something as good as like a Facebook or Instagram or a Twitter. Like, you can't have something as good as that if you're a small niche social network. Instead, I basically say, watch us.
Let's find out.
Yeah, so let's do that. And so there are some very very specific things that we've done. Like, one of them, we'll probably come up with a better name for as far as the feature itself. But so like when you're uploading photos, you and on your profile itself, you can actually click a button that automatically hides your face. So if you upload a photo, it'll put an emoji over every single face in the photo if you want. And you can have that as a default setting where it does that for every photo you do, Or individually, like I'm doing this one photo, I want to do it that, I want to put that on this photo. And so as you're doing it, it can cover your face. That's a big one. We're also doing a community verification on profiles. So verified profiles can verify other profiles, and you need a certain number of them in order to be verified. And there's also going to be certain actions that can happen as well, like attending an event like CapCon can verify you if you're not already. So basically, the idea is that we're going to allow the community to, in many ways, kind of self-verify and validate people as being who they say they are. So, there are some things that we're going to do that you cannot get elsewhere. And so that's going to make it, we've spent this is not something that we built, as in like, us coders are behind here. No, we paid a company that makes software to make these things for us. We spent, we did not skip any steps in doing this. We have spent a great deal of time and money into developing what we have right now, and we'll continue to do that. And this is separate from Tykables, so it's not just a Tykables venture in that regard. Like, we want now is to work with other companies, and we're already going to be working with some of our partners like Pretend Again and things like that, that we already work, that we as Tykables already work with, NRU, Littles Down Under, and things like that, some of our partner brands overseas, Diaper Minister in France, who we also ship stuff for here in the States. We do the third party fulfillment for them. All these different companies we already work with are also going to be working with us on this as well. And the goal is really that we want all these other brands to help support this through advertising and things like that. We're gonna have we have a very we have a custom built app for Shopify customers as well, or for Shopify customers, who in this case would be the vendors, so ABDO companies, where they'll be able to install this app. And with that, be able to create advertisements very easily and seamlessly on NowEase for new products and specific things that they're trying to do, messaging. So it allows for very small upstart companies as well in the ABDL market to be able to instantly advertise directly to a targeted market of ABDLs. So not only that, but on NowEase, the advertisements you see are just going to be ABDL companies. It's not going to be the clickbaits and things like that that you get everywhere else, and just, that's not going to be there. So any advertisement you do see is going to be ABDLs, and those ad that advertising dollars will be literally paying for NowEase specifically set aside for it, so that the ABDL companies that are using it are helping support and grow the platform for the community that is in turn using it. So it's not just, a Tykables product specifically. We're just starting it, but we already have our partner brands that are on board with us for, advertising revenue to be able to put in and allow for it to grow itself, rather than just us having to pump money into it individually.
Right, and you're in it, and Tykables is in an interesting position to do it, right? Because you've already brought up that you already do some shipping out for some other companies, right? So you already have that in your pocket. You had some past experiences with creating other websites, so you're kind of in a well-positioned spot. We are, and you have the onset of people kind of leaving Facebook, Twitter, Instagram because of the purging. So you're in a very interesting and a unique position to do this project now, and explaining it to me makes total sense, but what were some of the basic functions that you told these developers when you were saying, "Hey, we're a kink community, we need a very specific platform for our needs." You've already mentioned a few of them, right? Community verification, the ability to block your face out. But what were some basic functions that you were like, "Hey, for our needs as a community, these are some of the things that we'd like to see on this platform."
Honestly, some of those, so those two were some of the big ones. Going over the idea of general features, we wanted the ability, obviously, to create custom feeds based on the user's perspective. So you'll be able to have a feed that is just your friends, ones that are just like the brands that you follow. So even if like you're not like, so even in advertising, you don't necessarily have to, like the engagement with the community. You can follow like just brands that you like. And have like a different field for that. There's also going to be some things that we're going to be developing for like artists and other things like that. So again, you can have like have these individual feeds for that, kind of like how Twitter has like a For You feed and stuff like this. We're going to expand onto that into some other aspects that allow us to customize how those work. We also have our Messenger inside of it works with both individual and group chats. And then when we go to, like to the events page, events is a big one that has lots of custom abilities to it as well. We are allowing for groups and individuals that host events, munches, and that's gonna be like Capcom and Diaper Active and things like that, where it's been going on for some times. We're going to allow for those individuals to be able to post kind of like a product page or an event page for each of those, and we're actually going to give those events free advertising credits so that they can promote those events in the feeds the way you would a product or something else. But we're gonna let them give them the money, you know, essentially credit to do it for free, and it's going to hyper focus those event advertisements and promotions to people in the geographical location. So we're also going to be working with them to help really promote those different things. So engaging with the community, not only online, but giving people the opportunity to do it in person as well if they want, because a lot of people say that they don't know where to find the events or munches or things around them. We're going to literally just make it so easy for those people that actually host them, put them on, to just say, here, please tell everyone that's near me, this is here. And that's what we're going to do. So we're not only focusing on just the security and those aspects as well, but the communication and the engagement, both in and in person, online and physically in person, allowing people to find them easier. So those are a couple of the big things that we were focusing on for the events. And for the security aspect between the, you know, blocking faces, community verification on those things, and then with the events themselves, of kind of pushing that forward of making it easier for people to find them by turning it around rather than you having to find it. No. We're going to turn it around so that they can advertise it to you, so that instead of, you know, you having to literally go and hunt down where all these different places might be for an event, we're just like, no, we're just going to literally show it to you as an ad.
Are you saying that, let's say I go visit Chicago and I change my location to Chicago, will I get events targeted to me to the Chicago area?
Yes.
How cool is that?
And well, that, and we're also going to have, well, without getting too political on this aspect, we're also going to have an iOS and an Android application as well. So it can do it based off the geographical location when you open the app as well. But there's going to be a web, you know, the main version of it will be web-based, obviously. But assuming that eventually, one way or another, we will have an iOS app. That will also be it'll make it even easier to do that, because you want to change your location, like on the website, it'll be able to do it based off your geographical location when you open the app. So and that type of scenario, if you're going to Capcom, for example, and you've already said you're going to Capcom on the site, you know, you said going, everything else, when you get to Capcom and open your phone on the app, it can basically say, hey, you're at Capcom, check you in. You know, as far as that goes, and with Capcom as a very specific example, we're allowing for events inside of events. So at Capcom, you have all the different like the meetings and the meetups and the panels that you want to go see and everything else. You can actually say, I want to do this one, I want to do this one, and it will send you a notification on your phone, you know, through the app saying, hey, this event's in 15 minutes. You said you want to go to it.
So event organizers could really use this as an extra tool for them to help organize their events. For example, like let's say Baby FurCon does, right? They're kind of like a smaller Capcom-ish event. So they could also put their schedule into the events page, and then that way you could say, I'm going to this event, and then get access to like, oh, here's all the like little tiny events within the event.
Yep, absolutely.
Wow. All right. Well, you gave me advanced access to Nowies, and I was super impressed. Here's some of the observations I had and some questions for you. So I thought the registration invitation, kind of what we already talked about, was a super cool feature, right? I think that's something a lot of people brought up when I asked on my social media? What would you like to see in a social media platform? And a big thing was just verification. But my question for you was, you knew my email was coming. When you open up Nowies to the whole community, I'm going to assume you don't have all the time in the world to verify every single email that's coming through. So how are you going to work? How are you or the people that work with you going to facilitate all the requests of getting into the site?
So right now, that aspect of the registration is there to prevent people from going on the site until it's ready, basically. And it's taken a little bit longer than we had hoped, but it doesn't everything. When it's actually made live, that particular step will not be there. What will be in place is the community verification aspect. So verified profiles will be able to verify unverified profiles, so that there's a certain number of people that must verify a profile before it is considered verified. This is a multi-step process to prevent, or to help prevent, nothing's perfect, but to help prevent the idea that someone can just create fake profiles and get them verified. There are things in place that would monitor and point out, hey, these five profiles all got verified by the exact same profile list. That's an indicator that something's fishy. So there's a little bit of logic from a programming aspect to help catch things like that. So it's not in a sense that we're going to verify every single profile. We are putting it on community to help with that aspect of saying, yes, enough of these people all say that this person is who they are presenting themselves as being. And it gives a little bit more of a weighted to that. But we also have checks and balances on the back end of it as well to help us spot things that don't look right.
Two questions that came to mind as you were answering that. How do you deal with, right? We have some people in the community that keep their pup chastity, insert kink here, separate from their diaper profile. Is now he's going to allow two profiles for one person if they have two different personas? And then second, with the community verification, a word that popped into my head, it's not the greatest word in the world, but gatekeeping could easily be brought up, right? Let's say Newsy is a horrible person and he only verifies his friends, right? We can all imagine a world where someone who has that power abuses it. It's just the nature of being a human being. So how do you what's your response to people that have two who want two profiles? And then what is your response to the potential of gatekeeping on the community verification side?
So the first one, it's something we've kind of talked about in the beginning of people having multiple profiles. My personal belief is that that is normally done on an example like Twitter, is where you most likely are going to find a scenario like that. That is not something I feel the reason for doing that doesn't exist on Nowies. So I don't think there's a reason or a need to have two separate profiles like that. We don't want that. We don't have we don't want that ability. We don't want people having multiple profiles. It ruins kind of the reason for having some of the things we have in there, and it overcomplicates some other aspects. Maybe we can work to do something that will help with that aspect, but currently that's not something that we really have. We would highly discourage that. We would not want people doing that. What we would rather do is figure out how we can make one profile work in a way that would accommodate someone's reason for wanting to have two different profiles, but in one. As an example, one of the things that is not set up at the beginning, but I do is a high priority for me. I want to allow someone to be able to say, I don't want to see nudity, and the site will just not show them. So we do have the ability to detect if a image that is being uploaded has nudity in it. We have to do that in order to even be considered by Apple, to be on their, be in the App Store. So we do have that ability to just to note that it has nudity or not, not allow it, but just to know if it's there or not. Because in order for us to have an iOS app, we have to by default, hide that image so that you have to take an extra step to see it and everything else. Like you would like on Twitter and things like that. This is a sensitive, image or something like that. So we already have that ability. What I would like to do once we actually have the site working for a little bit longer is actually take the steps to go, okay, how accurate is this? How well is it working? And then be able to say, just don't show me images with nudity in it, or at least hide them by default. Because we do know a lot of people that don't want that, they want more of a non-sexual side of it. And so we want to accommodate that, but then also at the same time, let people say, show me nudity. Like, that's totally fine. And we want to give people the option of doing either.
And then to go on to the second question, right? Community verification. I think that's such an interesting, I think that's super cool. And the fact that like people within the community can verify other people. But just to play devil's advocate, if someone said, well, wait, what happens if someone gatekeeps, right? What happens if someone's like, oh, he never verifies me
But
or
here's the
he
thing,
never
though.
verifies people?
But here's the thing, though. I don't care. And I don't want to say like I don't care in the sense that like it doesn't matter. But community verification, you're only supposed to verify people that you do know. You're not supposed to just verify anybody. Like that's actually the intent. It's not the gatekeeping. It's that you're only supposed to verify people that you know because you are verifying them. Like you are basically saying, yes, this person is over 18. I know they are. I've known this person for a while. They are who they say they are. Like you are actually only supposed to verify people that you know. Like that you like not just like in person, but that you know. There are multiple ways that someone can become verified, not just through people verifying them. So with us, for example, while it has not been implemented, one of the things I want to figure out is, hey, if I know that you are using a credit card when you purchase things, well, in order to have a credit card, you have to be over 18.
Oh, I see.
So like, there's other ways. If you go to CapCon, we know that you've showed someone your ID because you went to CapCon. So there are multiple ways that we can kind of verify certain things. We're not starting from the get-go with all of those because we want to, run parallel tests saying, okay, if this happens, we would assume that this person would have been verified by now, and then look at the real world without the action having already been taken and say, okay, yeah, like basically figure out how many false positives can we find? Where are those exceptions? Because when programming or anything like that, any project management, any programming that you ever do, 90% of everything you do is working on the exceptions. It's not what you wanted to do. It's the things that didn't happen that should have, or the things that happened that shouldn't have. And it's finding all those exceptions and everything. So there's going to be more than one way to become verified. And in reality, what you're saying as a bad thing is actually the intent in some ways, because we don't want somebody just verifying every profile they see. No, the
Right.
verifying is verifying. Like you are verifying something.
And I'm guessing that also helps with the fact that, because my another po question that popped in my head was, right, what happens if, what I'm, let's say in a couple years, NowEase is like the place to go and you enter the community and you don't have a Facebook or you don't have a Twitter and you don't have an Instagram and you're literally coming into the community and this is your first platform. I'm guessing what you just described would help to facilitate, like, hey, I'm totally new. I don't know anyone.
Yeah. And like I said, there's going to be other ways to become verified. And as we work through those scenarios, and there'll be new ways to be verified as new things happen, as there are new services and products and everything else out there, there's going to be tons of ways. I mean, we can actually the we there we looked at a couple of services that actually verify things like you would for like a job. Where use a third party company that actually verifies like a photo ID and things like that. We've opted not to do that, but that's even an option as well. And it's I don't want to say simple, but it is a service. There's tons of services out there that offer those types of that facilitate those types of things in a very secure way and everything else. So like we don't want to store your ID information and stuff like that. We don't want to do that. That's not something that we want to have to do. That's a very That opens a whole can of worms when it comes to just security and everything else, obviously. But there are companies out there that do that for like for jobs and things like that. So, but also do it for other things like what we do here. So we can even expand and open and bring in other aspects as well if it's needed or if it solves a problem. So there's lots of different ways that that's going to happen through either purchases with us, going to events like Diaper Active or Capcom specifically, where the you know when you go there, we know in order for you to be there that you're over 18, and that is one of the biggest concerns we have, obviously, is just more
Right.
so of the age verification than anything else. You know, that's obviously one of the biggest ones. So you know, if you're going to an event like that, we know that you have been verified.
Right.
So.
All right. So one of the things is, as I was setting up a profile, I like the variety of roles and information you can put in, like who you want to meet up with, and what aspect you want to meet up with them, right? Is it more of a fun thing? Is it just a just want to be friends? Do you just want to be online? And also the ability to put in your roles, right? Big, little. On my end, I couldn't select more than one. And then another question I had for you was, do you see in the future the ability for people to add in their own options, right?
I think you can select multiple for most of those, and I'll have to double check on those with my notes because you should be able to select multiple as far as what you're looking for and what you are. So that there's very few that should only be limited to only one option. Custom options, probably not. And the reason for that comes down to not the fact that we don't want you to be able to, but it overcomplicates things. So one thing that we do want to expand onto that I would love to have in the future is some type of, let's just say a dating app or dating aspect. It's not necessarily dating, but that's the best description I can give as far as finding other people that are what you are looking for, not necessarily
Oh.
for sex or anything like that. And so adding in custom abilities just vastly overcomplicates that because then what do they fall under? How do you determine what they fall under? Like that's where we'd have to figure out how to solve that type of thing. And the only way that I can think of that that would work is if they select something and then add a custom subcategory of it. Like, you know, it's a big, but I'm something else, but it's basically a big, but another type of big. It's just like a
Right.
more hyper specific type, but it's got to be nested under big. And so in a search, it would come under big, not whatever they typed, because that's just a more specific type of, you know, big or something like that. But it is a big, and that's, you know, when you're looking at the broad spectrum of things, that's what would have to fall under, because otherwise, if I'm looking for a big and you are, but you have a different word that you're using, then how would I ever find you?
Right. No, it makes sense.
Or so that's where you come into that problem with offering the ability for custom ones. That's the problem, is it overcomplicates that aspect, and we have to account for that and find the best solution that accommodates the request of wanting to have a custom thing, but still making sense when you're going searching for stuff.
Right.
So.
I as you were saying that, I kept thinking, I really like the long-term planning that you have for a lot of these features, how right? It could be so easy to create a platform that's 100% customizable, but it's very methodical on no long-term planning. It makes sense to have less customization because it opens up more features down the line as more people join it. So I really like that. One of the things that I thought was cute was under height, you put me as short. Because I'm 5'5".
Me too.
I didn't ha I didn't even have to say that I was short. You told me that I was short. I thought that was kind of cute.
I'm 5'5" as well. Yeah.
But I was going to ask, do you find that it's important for social media platforms to have these what I would call more indicators, right? Hazel eyes, being 5'4". Do you find that that's important pieces of information for
So,
platforms?
here's the thing. So, a lot of those things are not required. So you don't have to answer those if you don't want to. But when you start building into aspects like, you know, like those particular things actually start tying into things when we go to like dating profiles and stuff like that. It's not necessarily that we're not necessarily using that as an indicator for searching, but what we would be using that for is indicators of things that are the flip side. So recommending profiles, for example, of people to follow. Well, the pictures and the profiles that I already follow, this helps us start figuring out what are the commonalities between them, so that we can suggest other things. And then when you go into like dating profiles and things like that, those are aspects of things that we can that can be used and kind of tying things together to find other profiles like that. Some of them probably would not make a big difference, but in some of them, there are things that we've just seen on other social networking sites, and so we're putting them there. If people don't use them, maybe we'll remove them. If if people don't like them, we can get rid of them, or we can add new ones. These are just things that we have found on other profiles, be that a dating profile or just regular social media or things like FetLife and other sites like that have these options. And so we're just kind of taking the ones that make sense to us, at least at the time of building it and everything else. And that's really more of where that comes from. It's not a specific, like, we're going to use this for this exact thing and, only show this person people that have hazel eyes because that's all they apparently like. No, that's not the intent. It's just, it's a very specific, commonality that we can look at when we're looking at those different things of when this person's liking profiles and liking pictures and engaging with those things. What are the commonalities between these different things? Like, are there any? Maybe
Right,
there's
yeah,
not.
they're
Yeah, are there any or are there not? Like, in order for us to even know that answer, we have to know what the things we would be comparing. And so that's kind of what this is going towards. So.
Right. And it reminds me of, I remember during CapCon, during your speech during the pageant, you were kind of saying there's not a whole lot of information out there on, I'll just take marketing of ABDLs, right? Other than individual companies, there's not a whole lot of information. And so as you were describing this, I was thinking, like, how cool would it be at if down the road I would start getting ads. Right, I put in all this information of like how tall I am, waist size, height, all that, right? Maybe down the line you add all that. And I start getting ads for like, you might enjoy this onesie, and based on what you put in, your size is this. And then all of a sudden now I'm starting to feel more of like, oh, I understand it now.
Well, that is actually another thing that we actually did want to look at. So when you purchase something from Tykables, we obviously know what size you purchase. We have to send it to you. We obviously know what sizes you have purchased. One of the things that we do also want to kind of look at is that exact thing. If you say that you're this tall and this height, what do you normally buy? What size? And the same thing for other people as well, to start finding those commonalities as well. Because that will help us. Because like right now we know what people buy, but we don't actually know what size they are. Like, we don't have that information. Like, we don't know how tall or what size waist they have. We don't have that information. So this would also help us take that and helping with people normally your size buy this size.
Yeah.
If you're tall and weigh about this, most people that buy from us buy this size. Does that seem accurate to you?
Right.
Does that
Or
seem
you
accurate?
right, or if you identify as middle and you're short, and here's what all the other short middles are buying.
more to do with the sizing than the style. But yeah, that could be done, but it's more to do with the sizing. But then it also allows for us to, even when displaying an ad for somebody, we can advertise it with the link going directly to that size already being pre-selected.
I think it's very
So,
interesting.
yeah, it's all it's about kind of optimizing that and making it easy as possible, to actually get to where you're going with fewer clicks.
So we've talked about all the functions that I've experienced on it and some of the really cool events functions that you've talked about. Are there any functions that you kind of want to see in the future after people start getting on it? Are there any features that you have in your back pocket that you're like, I just need to see how people use the site first, but here's some things that I'm like definitely have researched a little bit.
Honestly, I think that the screw it, I'll say it. I want to integrate, and I've already talked with the company that's building it for us about integrating an LLM functionality to the site. What I would love to have happen, and I'd love to hear people's response to it as well, I guess. maybe I won't like hearing the response to it. We'll find out. But I want to create a almost like an AI bot with multiple different personalities on the site. One in particular that would be more of a literally turning the site into an interactive aspect. I want to create something that can create customized games and interactions and facilitate and engage with the community in ways that are organic, but then also the same way, like on Twitter, has like the community notes, for example. One of the things that I want to do is have the LLM trained off of a source of information, some of which will come from the site itself, so it can learn from what the community is saying, what the community is talking about, and engage with those things, but then actually display that information in like a Wikipedia style elsewhere, so that it can comment or answer questions when people ask or say something, and then provide a link to exactly why it's saying whatever it's saying. So if someone says something and the community says, well, no, that's not right, and have like a community note to it, the AI bot can do it more automatically, but then actually post a link going back to the Wikipedia site, essentially, to be part of NowEase, but it would go, a link to where it is, saying, this is like a page on this topic, and this happened at this time, this happened at this time, where no, what you're saying is not accurate or is not complete. That's not really a huge issue of what I'm saying, of what I'm wanting to do, but as an example of something that it could do would be that. So other things are interactive games. So like, we used to do like Tykeables Tuesdays, Thick Thursdays, and stuff like that. But having an AI bot automatically be able to promote and engage with things like that, or if somebody has a question and they're asking the community, just as a generalized post, the bot can also answer with links and help with it as well. So not only can community members also do it, but have this kind of resource that would do that a little bit more automatically, but then also be able to engage with games and activities, and can facilitate those. It can also do, I mean, something I've wanted to do for a long time, literally a never-ending story. Like, it can facilitate writing a story that's engaging with community, very much a choose your own narrative, choose your own story type scenario, or it can create a customized story for you. And I can just do it. Like, so that's something that I really want to do, and I think would be incredibly engaging, and it could be very fun. It obviously has to be done with a bit of foresight, because we all know how some people like to make AI do stupid stuff that's not supposed to. And I can't fix that aspect, so we have to be very careful about that. But that's something else that I would love to do, is actually to have in an interactive, engaging LLM that's learning from our community. It's understanding that, and it can help, because then it can also help answer questions, either as a pro either in a private chat or in a public chat, a public, thread. It can do either of those for any user. If they have a question, they can literally ask it, and it
So
can provide the answer.
I don't have to go to Reddit anymore and try to find all of my community
Oh God, what a
answers.
dumpster fire.
No, there's some good things on Reddit. No, but that's such
No,
an
there
interesting
are.
a there's such an interesting aspect. And you're right, everyone's always looking for more information and the whole interactive, right? Because what people basically want from social media, from community, is interactions. And so it would be cool to have an AI kind of interact with you. So right now on this site, there's some people on there already, as I saw. The person that puts on Diaper Active is in there. He's testing out, right, the events page and all that. When it is time to open it up for the whole community, how would you like people to sign up?
Just go to nowease.com. I mean, that's all they're gonna have to do is just go to the site and sign up.
It's that simple. It's not like Blue Sky where I need like a secret code or anything. I can just go to the website.
No, I mean, right now, when we first open it up for the public beta, we'll say, we already have a bunch of people that have already submitted their information. And we're gonna open that up to them first. And probably be, it's not even so much of a, once that happens, it's going to be kind of open. But we're going to keep it with that kind of that extra step in there where they have to kind of like register to get signed up essentially. That will probably go away after about a week or two of it being open. People that are on the site can also send invites to their friends as well. So if you're on there, you can invite other people, but you can easily just give them the website address and they go to it. The biggest difference is if you send them an invite to do it from the get-go, they can skip that step of us having to send them the email to verify. But otherwise, once we kind of start letting it open for people, we're pretty much going to send it to everybody as they kind of signed up automatically. And that step will eventually go away. So signing up will be as simple as just going to nowease.com.
And then once people are slowly starting to get on the site, how do you see the community using this platform? And if they see anything or have any comments or have any questions, what is the best way to facilitate that?
So there actually what we're doing right now on the site. So there is actually something that we didn't talk about earlier when it comes to the channels. It's what they kind of call it on the site. It's really good for events and things like that specifically. But channels is their hashtags. So it if you click on one of the hashtags, it'll give you all of the posts that have that hashtag used in it. And you can go directly to it and see everything else. So for events, it automatically populates hashtags. So you can see all of the things that happened at the event in one space. So it kind of makes it really easily done that way. But what we've been doing is actually using a channel for that, site notes. So hashtag site notes is what we're using to feedback specifically for the site. So you can literally just type in your feedback into Nowies and use the hashtag site notes, and it'll pop up into that channel. That's it's the one thing that we're looking at, and the developers that are working for us on this are looking at trying to prioritize and tackle those things there. So that's actually the best way.
And then this probably sounds like such a dumb question, but for the hashtags, is it only my followers see it or everyone sees the hashtags?
Based on your settings.
Based on the settings, that's how it's
Yeah, so
set
I mean
up.
you can limit your own like you can in any other social media site. You can change the settings on your own privacy of who can see your profile and who can and the information in it. That's based on that. But as an admin or developer, that has admin privileges, we'd be able to see it regardless, because we have to. Like, we have to be able to see it. If there's a problem, we have to be able to see it. It tells us, when we're on a profile that's restricted to like friends only, that this person, friends only, admin mode basically. If there's a thing that we have to look at for, if someone's reporting a profile for having something inappropriate on it, for example, I have to be able to see it.
Right,
So,
right.
we can view things like that, but normally, yeah, it would be based off of your profile settings that would determine who would see it.
And then my last question, right, this isn't the first time this has been done, right? You've brought up how you've had your own play at this. You had Are You Padded, iCrinkle, Blue Sky. I remember when Blue Sky first came out, Mastodon, right? When Tumblr fell, Mastodon tried their hand on a platform. I know other ABDL companies have tried their hand at changing Discord in such a way where it feels more like a platform. So my question to you is, what steps are you taking so that NowEase doesn't just become another ABDL platform that was created, people signed up for, and then in 3 months people just default back to Facebook and Twitter and Tumblr?
Well, I think one of the biggest reasons, one of the biggest things is that some of the custom features that we're adding that you can't get anywhere else. Like, there, you won't have a community verification like we have anywhere else. You are not going to have the ability to automatically hide your face on any profile or any picture that you upload in the same way that we're talking about. We have far more control over every aspect of this than you could with a Mastodon site or anything like that. I think that us and our partners working together to help promote it in a more unified way, and working with things like CapCon and other events, are going to help us in a way that is just far more beneficial to the community than anyone would have the ability to do with a Mastodon style site and things like that. And so it's going to allow us to do things that they just can't do. And that is really that's really the answer is we've looked at those things too, and they're very limiting. And so we kind of came up the only way to do it is to build it from the ground up, and that's what we more or less did.
I love it. Anything you want to add that I haven't asked you that you really want people to know?
We're doing this because we think that the community could benefit from it. We're hoping that they do. We hope that people like it, and we hope that people will give us feedback that will help us make it better. And I say that almost with a sigh, because the thing that I've been noticing so much on social media in general is just the toxicity of everybody. And it's not everybody, it's the fringe. And I'm making the mistake when I say that, when I say everybody, is it's not. It's something that we come to expect almost. And I'm just hoping that we can get to a place where that's not the default. Where, something that I hear a lot is that they're offering constructive feedback or constructive criticism. And I had someone say that to me the other day, and I was just so irritated with them. I said, "No, you're not offering constructive criticism." And they're like, "Yes, I am." I said, "No." I said, "If you think it's constructive criticism, tell me the constructive part. Nothing that you said was constructive. It was just criticism. If you think you're giving constructive criticism, ask yourself, what did you say specifically that was constructive? And constructive is, I don't like it. That's not constructive. Constructive is, it would work better if it happened this way.
Right,
And
that's
so, yeah, so it's like, no. You're only doing one of those two. So I'm hoping that we could have a platform that is more respectful to the users and engagers and things like that. That's one of the big things for me, is I'm hoping that with having this, it's a bit more of a fresh start, and that it's not exclusively designed for one segment of our community, that it's open to everybody, it's respectful for everybody, and that everybody can actually use it.
right. And you heard it here. He's looking for what you think about it. That's the only way the site's going to continue to grow, right? You already have the businesses, you're working with businesses, you're working with events. Now we just need the people to get on there and tell you what they think. And that's how it grows. All right. Well, thank you, Todd, for coming to Newsies Nook and talking about Nowies.
Thank you.
I will have more information on Nowies in the show notes. Tigables is a sponsor of this podcast. Before we go, I want to tell you a story a listener recently sent me. You may remember Daddy Eric from the Bondage Barber interview I did during CapCon. Eric said that one of you, Newsy Nook listeners, sought out the Bondage Barber during Claw in Cleveland. Eric's partner, Fluffy, cut the boy's hair and gave him a fresh Barber's Choice haircut. The boy was padded during the haircut, so Eric started to talk to him. The next day, the boy came back to Eric's hotel room and they had some little time. The boy drank from his bottle as he held his stuffy while they both cuddled. Eric said that his dad's senses told him that this boy needed as much little time as possible. Eric said as time passed, he could see the boy's mood improve. After the cuddle puddle, Eric asked the boy how he felt, and the boy said that that was the first time in more than a year that he had any real quality time in little space. Later, the boy messaged Eric saying that his friends noticed a quote, post little sunny demeanor after their cuddle session. Eric said this message warmed his heart and instructed the boy to send him a picture of a stuffy that reminded him of a daddy. The boy recently messaged Eric a picture of a stuffy that he said takes care of the other stuffies that he has, and he chose that one because it reminded him of Eric. Eric says this story is a good reminder that we all need some quality time to feel loved and respected. Eric says he hopes this story inspires others to reach out to someone with love and support. Thank you, Eric, for this wonderful story. All right, kiddos, this episode is brought to you by Onesies Down Under. Their onesies are the perfect companion to every scene. Each one is designed to make you feel secure, cherished, and adorable. Make sure to use promo code LISTENER to get 10% off your next order. Onesies Down Under, bringing you the cutest, most comfortable onesies and apparel since 2015. All right, kiddos, I'm going to go pad up and give myself some much-needed little time. See ya. Bye.